things about fishing, hunting, whatever you want to do in the great outdoors is the idea of consuming some of what I catch or shoot. I make no bones about it. I am not shy to say I enjoy eating what I catch.
Yeah.
And it's I'm a what do you call it? Omnivore.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Carnivore?
Meativore.
Meativore?
Meativore, whatever. I'm a something of vore. I like eating fish. I like
your listeners have called you other things than that.
I know that's not
a news flash.
No,
Your wife has called you things other than... My wife has called me things other than...
Your wife has called me things. My wife has called you things.
Let's not get into that. We like to eat fish. That's what it comes down to.
We like to eat fish. Now, I'm an old school guy.
Okay.
Again, I go back to my mom back at the lake. She used to do the old egg wash, crushed up crackers, fried in just a little bit of vegetable oil, a little bit of tartar sauce, a little bit of cocktail sauce, maybe some fried fresh hash browns on the side, piece of white bread with a lot of butter on it.
Butter.
Boom. End of story. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I like fish a lot of other ways, but that's still the number one way I come back to, especially the piece of white bread with lots of butter so you can sop up the extra grease and salt and crumbs that fall off your plate.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
See, I go to the simple, and I've realized this in catching and in cooking and consuming, I'm all about the simplicity. I'm not a complicated guy when I go fishing. I like to catch fish with a bobber and a worm. That's the way I like to fish. I like to do low impact style. And I found a video earlier this week on how to clean a perch in like 2 minutes. And it's like two cuts and you've got a clean perch. I like that. I like cooking fish. I prefer probably fried fish and butter.
Mm-hmm.
I made some walleye earlier this week, and I like a recipe. The fewer the steps and the fewer ingredients, the better. I didn't even go to the egg, to the breading, to anything. This was a glass pan with a big, fat stick of butter in that glass pan.
Okay.
And melted it down in the oven, 375 degrees, and put six walleye fillets in what turned out to be about a half inch of butter.
Yep.
Pepper, seasoned salt, baked it for about 20 minutes.
Done.
Ate it with a fork. You couldn't eat that with your fingers.
But then you can lick them, though. If you got your fingers in the butter, you can lick your fingers clean.
That's true. And I guess in some restaurants, that might be considered really high class, is that you're going without utensils and you'd probably have six different levels of napkin or something to wipe your somebody to wipe your fingers for you.
Danny,
I don't know.
A little finger bowl to wipe off your fingers.
There you go.
I was on a cruise ship once and... it was our honeymoon, as a matter of fact, and we chose to eat one night in the fancy restaurant on the cruise ship, and I'm a rube from Carlos, Minnesota, and we got done eating our meal, and they brought a little bowl with liquid in it, and I said, "Ooh, what's this?" And I reached for it, and my wife said, "Don't touch it," and I said, "Why?" "It's your finger bowl. You rinse your fingers in it. You don't drink it. It's not food." And I went, "Oh!" But I bet you could.
Did you really? I bet you could.
I bet you could.
Oh, Michael.
She was fine. We're on our honeymoon cruise.
But again, that's the one thing that I love about the outdoors. Whether you like to fish complicated, whether you like to cook complicated, that's to each his own. But when I see recipes and I go, then this, then that. And I just kind of bogs my head down and I just go back to the fundamentals and the basics. And I know there's something to be said for all these different, high-browed walleye recipes. But sometimes what you end up doing is adding so much stuff that you take away the flavor. Now, if you're doing it to bass, if you got to do that to bass, then by all means do it. But when it comes to perch and walleye, I love the flavor of the fish.
Well, and the other part of it is when it comes to any kind of fish that we catch in our lakes around here or rivers, you can do it whatever you want with them. They're not sensitive to temperature or ingredients or, simple way that I do it when I'm, and it just takes a few minutes, take a whole bunch of butter, put it in a frying pan, take a half of a lemon, fresh lemon, squeeze the fresh lemon juice in there. Take some hunks of fresh garlic, throw it in there, salt and pepper it, throw in your fillets. That's how they make like shrimp scampi.
Yep.
That's all you do is I make crappie scampi or walleye scampi, have a little side dish of fettuccine noodles.
Mm.
Eat it like that with, of course, a piece of white bread buttered thickly to sop up all the juices afterward. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Easy, takes 5 seconds, very tasty.
And I think that's one of the things when it comes to the bounties that we have, whether it's the lakes of Minnesota or across North Dakota, is people realizing that you can go from the field or from the slough to the frying pan very quickly and very easily. And fresh fish that has never been frozen, it doesn't still need to be flopping in the pan, but man, that stuff is absolutely delicious, Mike.
Do you, and I find myself even at age 47 and having caught, thankfully, many fish in my life, not as many as some, but still quite a few, I still view fresh fish fillets as a treasure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm like, okay, I got to make sure, and I make sure I clean them right, and I catch myself going, it's just chunks of meat. it's just chunks of fish flesh. But I still look at that as a treasure, and I still value giving it to other people who really enjoy it. I have a couple of friends who don't get to fish. They like it, but they just don't get to do it. And they say, hey, if you ever have enough few extra fillets, please slide them along to me. My wife and I love to have it. And I love giving away fish fillets, because especially to people who appreciate it and go, thank you so much. And
because people know the value, and I'm not trying to just go from a monetary point, but when you see what people are going to pay per pound at the meat counter for walleye fillets, and then you go to and see what somebody's got them freezer burned, and you're going, seriously? Really? Yep. How can walleye ever sit in a deep freeze long enough to be considered freezer burned? That's just flat out un-American, Mike. It's un-American.
Those people should be deported to Sochi. Be treated like the dogs in the streets at Sochi is what they should be doing. But it's, and I hope very quickly.
Yeah.
And I may have told the story recently, but years ago, this is 25 years ago now, I'll bet.
Wow.
And I still remember it like it was yesterday. Like, me and a buddy went out on Lake Carlos, my home lake near Alexandria, and we got into a crappie bite of some very nice crappies.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't keep them all that we caught. We kept 10 apiece. So between the two of us, we kept 20 crappies. We're fine. Went and filleted them out. I took home my fillets. Rob took home his fillets. Went to his house like 2 weeks later. And I opened his fridge looking for a cold one, beer.
Yeah.
And I go, there's a bunch of fish fillets in here.
No.
And he goes, oh, yeah. Oh, I forget. Yeah, you better throw them out.
No.
And he said, what? I said, Robbie, you had these gorgeous, you didn't fix them? You didn't at least put them in the freezer? Oh, I put them in there and forgot about them. Sorry about that. So it was like 20 fish fillets or gorgeous crappies.
25 years later, you just took the wind out of my sails. Oh, do that?
I was like yelling at him. He's like, just go catch some more. Like, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. Go.
Un-American.
I know. Doug Lear, thank you. You're a great American.
Have a good weekend.
Da-da-da! God bless you, Doug Lear. Well, this is Mike McFeely Outdoors.
Father McFeely. You ever blessed somebody on the radio before? No. Am I the first guy?
You are.
Wow.
You are. You are the first guy I've ever blessed on the radio.
Duncan Shea, I guess.
We'll talk some more fishing on KFGO. Stick around. He can't even bait a hook.